This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a moment in June of 2008 when the average cost of gasoline in America topped $4 a gallon. I would talk to people as part of my field reporting, and there was a sense that if this could be fixed, many other problems in life would also get solved. Well, the national average this week is $1.93 for regular, but we have data today on how gas prices actually play out in our budgets. It's part of the latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. Here's my colleague Andy Euler.
My mom sends me text messages when she sees cheap gas prices. We don't even live in the same state. There's something emotional that happens when we feel like we're getting something on the cheap. There's also pain when we're watching money drain out of our wallets.
Pain is kind of attention. Attention to money leaving your possession. Gas is pretty good at soaking up a lot of attention.
That's Scott Rick. He's a marketing professor at the University of Michigan who studies the psychology of spending. He says we experience that emotion attached to spending money on gas almost every day.
It's so salient. Every time we pass a gas station, we see prices. I think it gets too much credit and too much blame when people are casually assessing their own financial picture.
And Rick says part of the problem is that sometimes the math just doesn't add up.
Sometimes people kind of double book savings. Like you might splurge on a good dinner and think, oh, well, I saved the $30 from gas. And then you do something else and you're like, oh, well, I saved the $30 from gas.
I didn't tell Michelle Streeter about this, but she admitted to it. She works for the city of Mesa, Arizona, a town just outside of Phoenix. She has to go to a conference in Anaheim and had the option of buying a plane ticket or driving 5 hours.
And be very strategic about it. What I'm saving on my gas spending, I'll be spending at the outlet malls, you know, as I pass through Palm Springs. So it's because I can have a savings. What I can save on the bottom line, I can spend on a nice handbag.
Or on a trip to watch a spring training baseball game across the country. I met Don Beamer in Surprise, Arizona, watching the Texas Rangers play the San Francisco Giants. He took a flight here from Dallas. He says gas prices don't keep him up at night, but he still thinks about it.
We have gas budgeted. Fortunately, we don't have long commutes, so gas is an outrageous cost for us. But we definitely notice it when it's $1.50 versus $3.50.
Our poll showed that young people and hourly workers think lower gas prices benefit them a lot, and they feel less pain and feel like it's helping them get ahead, or at least stay afloat. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We're keeping track of the financial stress Americans are feeling this election season. The Marketplace Anxiety Index, our findings are accumulating at marketplace.org all of this week. Plus, there's a quick quiz you can take to gauge your level of financial nervousness versus the rest of the population.